Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Menachas Daf Lamed Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will be commencing with the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis, Omid Beis, the second line from the bottom. You will notice a triangle, which is part of a series of triangles that already began a few lines above. You can see a few triangles, and they denote Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. We already featured them at the end of our previous year under our Mivneh heading, our structural note in the outside margin, in which we indicated there would be a series of halachas concerning mezuzah taught by Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. So we continue now, second line from the bottom, the Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, mitzvah lohanicha besoch chalolo shel Pesach. The obligation of mezuzah involves putting it in the entranceway itself. That's the chalolo, the within the airspace, or the halal, the entranceway itself. The Gemara asks, what do I need Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel to tell me that for? Pshita bish'orecha Omar Rachmona. The word is bish'orecha, in your entranceway. Whereas the mezuzah is posted then on the side post that forms the entranceway. What, therefore, is Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel telling me that I wouldn't have known from the Pasuk? The Gemara answers, Salka Daito Chamina, Hoyu V'Omar Rava. Since there is a teaching in the name of Rava, Mitzvah Lohanicha B'Tefach HaSomuch L'Rishus HaRabim, we're now at the top of Daf Lamed Gimel, the teaching of Rava says that the best place to put the mezuzah is within a tefach, a handbreadth, closest to the Rishus HaRabim, closest to the public thoroughfare, the outside, we'll say. Therefore, Kama Dimrachik Mali, the further away from the house, so to speak, from the interior of the house, all the better. And if that be the case, one might have thought that one could actually put the mezuzah close to the entranceway, but on the wall facing the street, on the wall that's the exterior wall, namely not in the entranceway itself. Komash Malon, therefore, I need Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel to tell me that even though it's in the best interest of the homeowner to have the mezuzah close to the Rishus HaRabim, but nevertheless, it should not be on the wall facing, the exterior wall facing the Rishus HaRabim, but it must be in the entranceway itself. The Omer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kosfa al Shnei Dapim Psula, if he wrote the mezuzah in a two-column fashion on one piece of parchment. You can see we have a little illustration that accompanies this sugya. You can see on the inside margin. We must issue a disclaimer regarding the illustrations that we provide in our Gemaras. This is called Impressionist art. This means it's the impression of the author of what ought to be. However, the level of accuracy is something that must be confirmed with additional sources that go beyond the purview of this particular shiur. So, with a certain amount of reservation, we present our artwork that accompanies some of these sugyas. So, with that disclaimer in mind, we see the illustration where you see Shema Yisrael on the right side of this piece of parchment, and the paragraph is indicated by the lines underneath it. And there's another column, a second column, with Vohoyo im Shamoa, and the rest of the paragraph that follows it. This is not the way a standard mezuzah appears. A standard mezuzah has the Shema Yisrael, and underneath it, the continuation of Vohoyo im Shamoa. But our Gemara is talking about an incorrect mezuzah, namely a mezuzah prepared in two columns on one piece of parchment. The Gemara asks, is this really a problem? Meisve, and we raise a question from a Tanaic source that you can see is in a frame. Kosvo al shnei dapim, if the mezuzah was prepared, we'll say, on two column fashion, however, not only in a two column fashion, but two separate pieces of paper. Vehinicha b'shnei sipim, and the mezuzah in with its two separate columns, namely two separate pieces of paper of parchment, were placed on two doorways, on two posts. That is, two posts of the doorway. That's psula. That's unacceptable. So we can infer from this what seems to be the problem. It seems to me that the mezuzah was split onto two separate posts. Ha b'saf. But if it were would have been on one doorpost, it would have been okay, even though the mezuzah itself may have been prepared in two columns on two separate pieces of paper. The Gemara says no. The problem is when it says here, when the source says v'nicha b'shnei sipim psula, it doesn't mean that it was placed on two separate posts. Rather, re'uya lishnei sipin komar. Even if it's fit for being placed on two separate posts, it's a problem. And Rashi explains, what do we mean it's fit for two separate posts? It means that it was written in effect on one piece of parchment with a space of a blank space in the middle of the two columns, as we have illustrated, whereby one, in theory, could cut it apart and place each paragraph on a separate doorpost. So even in this state, it is a problem. The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, B'mezuzah haloch achar heker tzir. This is a rather obscure comment for right now, but it says with regard to the mezuzah, you determine matters, you determine placing of the mezuzah by virtue of the door hinge or door pin. My heker tzir, what is the purpose of mentioning this idea? Omar Rav Ado Avaksa. A heker tzir, first of all, the Gemara defines, is the pin, door hinge, in which at the bottom of the door there would be a type of a screw or protrusion. We can call it a peg or a pin that extends from the bottom corner of the door and also from the top corner of the door. And this was inserted into holes that were one hole in the floor and the other hole in the ceiling. And it was on this hinge, so to speak, that the door would swivel open and shut. So the Gemara wants to know, after defining what Heker Tzir is, Hechidomi, for what legal purpose do I need to know about Heker Tzir, where Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel taught us, with regard to mezuzah, things are determined by this Heker Tzir. The Gemara explains, Kegoin Pischa Debein Trei Boti. An example would be an entranceway between two boti, literally two houses, one door that opens up between two houses, two apartments, bein bei gavri le bei noshi. For example, if a person had a house and for purposes of modesty his house was divided, let us just say for convenience purposes, in half, one half of the house was for the women, in which they did all of their domestic needs and mingled with themselves, and the other half was for the men that came to visit the house would occupy the other half of the house. So there was a wall between these two halves of the house from which you would go from the Bei Gavri to the Bei Noshi or vice versa. It's pointed out in Rashi that these two halves of the house also had separate entranceways to the outside. The issue right now is, since you have a doorway that is used to go from one to the other, back and forth, which side is the side for the mezuzah? In general, let us say if you have a house that opens to a street, so you would put it on the right post, the right doorpost, on your right side as you enter the house. That's a very clear halacha. What about with regard to the right side of a door that opens between two rooms, which is considered the post on which the mezuzah will be placed? So Rav Yehuda Mashmul is telling us that the mezuzah will be placed on the doorpost closest to that hinge on which the door swivels. Reish Kelusa Bona Besa, the exilarch, the head of the Jewish community in the diaspora, built a house. Amarle l'Rav Nachman. He turned to Rav Nachman and said, Kovali mezuzah, set the mezuzah up for me. In other words, place the mezuzah on the door. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Toli doshi bereisha, first put up the door. We're talking about a structure, a building in construction. So Rav Nachman says, I can't put the mezuzah up until the door frame and the door are fixed in place. As far as what is taking place here, there's a machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, this little incident is in the context of the Gemara that just preceded it. Therefore, the story involving Rav Nachman and the Reish Galusa was a case of a doorway that opened between two rooms, like we just described. And Rav Nachman said, listen, I can't determine which side the mezuzah is going to be placed on until you set up the doorway with the door in it swiveling on a hinge. And once I see the door on its hinge swiveling in the doorway, then I'll know which side to put the mezuzah on. According to Rashi, this little teaching is out of context. It has to do with another halacha called Ta'aseh Velo Min Ha'osui. That means that one, let's use the practical example of the mezuzah. One is not to, let us say, have a door frame that has not been put into the doorway of the building yet. He simply has wood posts that will eventually be set up as a doorway. So one is not to take a mezuzah and attach it to the detached door posts, and then with the mezuzah attached to the doorpost, then build the door posts into the building. That would be a problem of having the mezuzah in a post facto fashion, namely the mezuzah put on the doorpost before the doorpost was placed in the doorway. That's called min ha'asui. Rather, it's supposed to be ta'aseh. You're supposed to make the mezuzah, so to speak, or set up the mezuzah in an existing doorway. As the pasuk says, al mezuzos beisecha, you place the mezuzah on the doorpost of your house. In other words, the doorpost is already part of the house, and you affix the mezuzah onto that, not the other way around. Not, as we said before, attaching a mezuzah to a detached post and then affixing the post into the structure. Notice a slash mark in the Gemara that indicates that which follows is a new idea. On the outside margin, we have a nosei, a topic heading. Tsuras hanochas hamezuzah. The Gemara will discuss the position the mezuzah assumes when you affix it into the doorway. Kamin neger. One idea the Gemara will discuss is the putting the mezuzah onto the doorway as in the shape or in the form of a bolt. That would mean that one would make a hole in the doorpost, and then as the mezuzah is, let's say, in a horizontal position, you would insert the mezuzah into this hole, sort of like a door bolt. There are certain kinds of locks that people have on their doors that are bolt locks, where the lock is a bolt that is inserts into the wall, or in this case, into the doorpost. That would be one method, which the Gemara says is not acceptable. Another shape or form that the Gemara will describe is istavira. Istavira is the way there are two pshatim in Rashi as to what istavira is. One pshat is, and you will see illustrations that accompany this particular gemara that are provided by the Rashi himself. One pshat in istavira, before actually describing istavira, what it is, as far as the mezuzah is concerned, it's the point at which the foot and the calf attach. In other words, there's a person has a foot while he's standing up. The foot is the thigh and the calf are vertical, and the foot in this case, when we say foot, we're talking about the ones where what we call one's feet, where you put your shoes on. So the joint that maybe we could say commonly is referred to as one's ankle, that joint is called istavira. So the one pshat is the mezuzah is placed in a vertical fashion, like the calf of one's foot is attached to one's ankle before the bottom of the feet appear horizontally. So that's one pshat, a reference to a vertical placed mezuzah. Another pshat is, if you can use your imagination and you look at a person from the side, you'll see his leg is vertical, and then the bottom of his foot becomes horizontal, forming a sort of right angle. So that would be another pshat in istavira, is that the mezuzah is placed is the parchment on which the mezuzah is written is actually, after it's rolled up, it's then folded into a right angle and placed on the doorway in that fashion. Now let's turn to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Asa'a kemin neger psula. If a person inserted the mezuzah as a bolt, that would be posel, unacceptable. There's an illustration in the Rashi, the first picture that you see in the Rashi. You see a horizontal positioned mezuzah wedged into the doorway as if it were a bolt. The Gemara asks, "Amy, is that really so?" V'ha ki also Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef, Omar, Rav Yitzchok reported, "Kulu mezuzta debei Rebbe, kemin neger havu avidon." All of the mezuzahs in Rebbe's house, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, were in a bold fashion, and of course he wouldn't do things incorrectly. There's another halacha that Rav Yitzchok reports, and we've denoted it as beis and placed it in a brackets. We have an explanation for this on the outside, on the inside margin, but before we get to that, right after the brackets, you'll notice a question mark. That means that we've basically raised the question from this Aleph halacha, from the practice of Bei Rebbe, where they did place their mezuzahs in the neger fashion. The reason for the brackets is explained in the inside margin, the sograyim l'shem dilug. Reb Yitzchok, that means the sograyim here are for skipping purposes. Reb Yitzchok bar Yosef omer shnei dvorim, the kushis of Gemara al Rav, the kash of the Gemara on Rav's teaching, what we refer to here as Rav Yehuda omar Rav, is bo midin aleph shemevi Reb Yitzchok. It's coming from the first halacha of Reb Yitzchok. Bahem sheikh, in the continuation of the Gemara, HaGemara Tish'al al-Din Beis Shenimtza Basograyim. The Gemara will deal with the second halacha that's found in the brackets, but it will deal with that later. So in the meantime, we have Rav Yehuda Omar Rav teaching that Kamin Neger is posel. We then see that in Bei Rebbe, that was the way they placed their mezuzahs. The Gemara answers after the brackets, Lo kashya, ha da'avida kesichsa, ha da'avida kistavira. If it's kesichsa, that's unacceptable. That's like a peg or like a bolt. And as we mentioned before, it was placed in horizontally. That's not good. However, if it's avida kistavira, which we mentioned in our introduction, there were two pshatim in that, and they appear in the Rashi. You can see we have a little star by the first picture, and a double star by the second picture. These are references to the istavira form. The little stars correspond to what we've noted in the Rashi itself, so that when you learn the Rashi, you'll see the purpose or what these stars align to. But that's good enough for right now in explaining what would be an acceptable fashion namely Istavira. Let's go back now to the bracketed halacha. Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef tells us also, Vahi Pischa the Ayel Bei Rebbe Lebei Midrasha, the doorway that Rebbe used to enter the Beis Medrash, Lo Have Lo Mezuzah. There was no mezuzah on that doorway. A bit of an oddity. The Gemara asks, how could that be, that there's no mezuzah on the doorway that Rebbe used to enter the Beis Medrash? The Gemara now asks, where we have, after the semicolon, you'll notice we've written in above the Gemara, Maksha al Beis. The Gemara asks, Eini, is that so? And this is a reference to Halacha Beis that was mentioned in the brackets. The Ho, Hahu, Pischa, the Hava Ayol, Bei, Rav Huna, Lebei Midrasha. There was an entranceway that Rav Huna used to enter his Beis Medrash. The Havya, Lo, Mezuzah. And there was a mezuzah. So how do you resolve these two stories? The Gemara answers, Hahu Rogil Have. The case involving Rav Huna was a case of a doorway that was used with regularity. The Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, the Mezuzah Haloch Achar Horogil. When you have multiple doorways opening into the same location, the doorway that's used, let's say, commonly, as opposed to a doorway that's some kind of secondary type doorway, the common doorway is the one that has the mezuzah placed on it. Now, with regard to Rebbe, there's more explanation that accompanies this. Let us look in the Rashi. The Rashi, you'll notice, near the end of the first picture of the archway in the Rashi now, Hahu Pischa Da'ayel Bei Rebbe Lebei Midrasha. Pesach Koton Hoyolo LeRebbe Eitzel Mekoymoi. Rebbe had a little entranceway, a small doorway that opened to the place that Rebbe used to sit in the Beis Medrash. So near his Mokom Kavua, his fixed placed place for sitting, there was a doorway. V'nichnas v'yotza boi, he entered and exited from that little doorway right near his seat, k'dei shelo yatriach tamidav lamud b'fonav im yavor lifneim, so as to save his students from troubling themselves to stand up if he, Rebbe, were to pass near them, in front of them. Therefore, he had this little doorway for that purpose. There's another point that we would like to look at in the Rashi. Rogil Have. This Rashi, you'll see, is near the second diagram. Dibur Amasel Rogil Have. Roiv Hanichnosin LeBeis HaMedrash Hoyu Boyin BeOisei Pesach. That's in the case of Rav Huna, since most of the people that entered the Beis Medrash entered that doorway that the Gemara referred to before as Rav Huna having a mezuzah on his Beis Medrash entranceway. So there's a difference. In the case of Rebbe's doorway, it was used only by him and possibly only at specific times. The story involving Rav Huna was a doorway used on a regular basis by the public. Now there's an additional comment that you'll find in the Shita Mekubetzes, Ois Zayin. He says, Nichnosen Bois Pesach. That's as far as in the Rav Huna story, the Tzibor entered that particular doorway that the mezuzah was on, and as a result of its being a commonly used doorway by the public, it deserved a mezuzah. Aval Oiso shall base, and it probably should say here base Rebbe, even though in this text you don't see the word Rebbe, but it seems to be that that's what he's explaining. Lo hoyo rogil, it wasn't a door that was used regularly. Elo pesach koton hoyo she'ose etzel mekoymoi, was a small auxiliary doorway near his seat. V'nichnas v'yotze lif'amim. Notice he adds here in his explanation a very important word, lif'amim, as we mentioned in our own commentary, that he didn't. It was used at times. K'dei shelo yatriach es tamidav lamod b'fonav. Aval Pesach Acher, as we said before, that little doorway was used by Rebbe at times so as to not trouble the students to stand up if he were to pass in front of them. Aval Pesach Acher Rogil Hoya Boi Lenechnosim V'yotzim. In Rebbe's Beis Medrash, there was another main doorway for the public to enter and exit. V'afagav Damrinon. And now he adds another point not related to the sugya, but even though it has been said that botei knesis, botei mishroshes, ein lechayvim b'mezuzah, that shuls and study halls, yeshivas, do not need a mezuzah, tzorach lomar shoya nami v'tashmish beso. One has to explain that this doorway, in the case, the case the Gemara featured with a doorway that needed a mezuzah in the case of a Beis Medrash, the building probably contained a dwelling as well. Turning back to the Gemara, Omar, of course, we have a little slash mark indicating that which follows is a new idea. Before going on in the Gemara, let's take a look at the topic heading we have, the Nosei, Be'eza Goiva Koivim HaMezuzah, with regard to height on the doorpost. At what point in the height of the doorpost does one establish or set up the mezuzah? Omar Rav Zera, Omar Rav Matona, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel is the first of two opinions. Mitzvah l'anicha b'tchilas shlish ha'elyon. One would measure his doorway and break it into thirds. The upper third, the beginning of the upper third of the doorway, is the place for the mezuzah. V'Rav Huna Omar magbia min hakarka tefach u'marchik min hakura tefach. You look at your doorway and you measure a tefach from the very top and a tefach from the very bottom, from the floor, and within those tefachim do not place the mezuzah. But besides that, the chol ha-pesach kulo kosher le-mezuzah. Besides the uppermost and lowermost tefach a handbreadth, besides that, the rest, the whole doorpost is acceptable for placing the mezuzah. The Gemara now raises a question. We use a long question marking for this. You'll notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara a kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, showing that all of these lines constitute the question. And we will tell you ahead of time that this meisvei, this question is a question on Shmuel. Shmuel spoke about the beginning point of the uppermost third of the doorway is the place for the mezuzah. We will present a Tanaic source. There are two opinions reflected in this Tanaic source. The first opinion parallels Rav Huna to the word. The second opinion doesn't match Shmuel. So Shmuel, being an Amora, will be, let's say, left unaccounted for. In other words, we don't have a Tanaic basis for Shmuel's teaching. And that will be the question. So now, inside, Meisvei. The first opinion for positioning of the mezuzah, magbia min hakarka tefach, umarchik min hakura tefach, v'chol ha-pesach kulo kosher le-mezuzah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Word for word, Rabbi Yehuda is that which Rav Huna said. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi, based on the psukim, one by the tefillin and the other by the mezuzah, it says, ukshartom, ukhsavtom. The kshartam is the binding of the tefillin on one's body, including the tefillin shalrosh on his head. And ksaftam, the mezuzah. Mak shira begova, just like the binding of the tefillin when it comes to the tefillin, especially the tefillin shalrosh, is on the, we'll call it the top of the head, not on one's forehead, but rather further back on the hair beyond the one's forehead. So it's begova, on the height of the person. Af ksiva begova. So too, the ksiva, which is a reference to the mezuzah, is to be begova. Now that expression, begova, means way up. Sounds like right next to the crossbeam, the top of the doorway. So you see, this opinion of Rabbi Yossi is we'll call it a new opinion. We didn't hear this before. Now, Bishlamo Rav Huna, As far as Rav Huna, who was an Amora, he's okay. Who? The Amar ki Rabbi Yehuda. He matches the first opinion in this Tanaic source, namely that of Rabbi Yehuda. Elul Shmuel, the Amar Keman. Shmuel, who was an Amora, who does he go like? Lo ki Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo ki Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't match Rabbi Yehuda, and he doesn't match Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who spoke about the Gova, sounds like right next to the top, the cross beam of the doorway. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna Brei de Rav Noson, Li Olam Ke Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel, in fact, will conform to Rabbi Yossi. Umay Tchilas Shlish Ha'Elyon de Ka'omar. Shmuel, when he taught that point, he said, the beginning of the uppermost third. What did he mean by that? Le Harchika. Which means shelo laharchika min hakura shemalo yoser mishlish. Shmuel was simply teaching us the lowest extreme in which the mezuzah can be placed. But according to this answer of the Gemara, it's not coming to the exclusion of near the top of the doorway. Therefore, if Shmuel is not coming to exclude, he's simply giving you a lowest extreme, Shmuel then in fact does conform to the teaching of Rabbi Yossi. The Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi from the second parak of Megillah that says if you have a very tall doorway, you are to place it opposite one's shoulder height. And Tosfos says that idea of opposite one's shoulder height is something that's not mentioned in our Gemara in the Talmud Bavli at all. Once again, we have a slash mark indicating that which follows is a new point. And we will look at the outside margin under our No Say heading. The topic here will be Kviyas HaMezuzah Korov L'Rishus HaRabim. We mentioned this idea before in passing, and now we see it at its source. Omar Rava, mitzvah lohanicha, the place for the mezuzah to be set up, is betefach hasomach l'shus harabim, within a handbreadth of the public thoroughfare, of the outside. My time, why is it so important to have the mezuzah pushed in the doorway so close to the public thoroughfare? Two explanations. Rabbonon Amri, k'dei shivka b'mitzvah miyad, that one should, upon entering his house, encounter a mitzvah immediately. In other words, immediately after he steps off of the public thoroughfare, he already encounters a mitzvah. And that is accomplished if you have the mezuzah placed very close to the public thoroughfare. Rav Chanina Misura, a second pshat, says, Rav Chanina from the city of Sura, Omer, kihechi de tintere, so that he will have a guarded house. Tintere, notar, is a word indicating shmira, a house that's guarded. In this case, guarded from mazikin, from different negative forces. So the mezuzah serves as a protection, so that if one wants to have maximum protection, so the further away from the interior of the house that the mezuzah is placed, all that more will be under the protection. So therefore, the idea is to have the mezuzah in the doorway. We're not compromising on that, as we mentioned in the sugya before, but even if it's in the doorway, it's pushed within the doorway as close to the Rishus HaRabim as possible. That way, you'll have all that more of the house under guard. This, by the way, if you have a very thin piece of wood forming the doorpost, so it doesn't make too much difference, because how thick is the doorpost anyway? But in certain forms of construction, and certainly in old buildings, one will notice very, very thick walls with very thick entranceways. And therefore, the positioning of the mezuzah in such a case has a big nafkamina, has a very big practical difference in where you position it, as far as gaining more area under guard. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a nun on the in the little space in the immediate right-hand side of Gemara that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, the nun is a nekuda, a point. So we're going to make a point in the next several lines, as is indicated by the vertical dashed line. The Gemara, Omar of Hanina, bo ure, come and notice, shalo kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basar v'dam. The ways of the Almighty are different from the ways of man. Midas basar v'dam. When it comes to man, Melech Yoshev Mibifnim, the king sits in his chamber, in his palace, the Avodov Mishamrin Oso Mibachutz, and his servants guard him from the outside. Servants are posted as guards outside of the palace. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, the way of the Almighty is not the same. Avodov Yoshevim Bifnim, we, his servants, his subjects, sit inside, we're in our houses, for who, the Almighty, Mishamron Mibachutz, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu guards us from the outside. Shenemar, Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem guards us, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is our protection, literally shadow or over covering. Al Yad Yaminecha. Now Rashi points out Al Yad Yaminecha is a reference to the mezuzah. The mezuzah, which is placed on Yamin, is the right side. So this pasuk is a reference to Shmira through the mezuzah that the Almighty provides to us. So you can see that the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are different from the ways of mortal man. As far as the next sugi is concerned, we look at the topic heading in the outside margin, the Nosei. Kvias HaMezuzah B'soich Oimek Mezuzas Habayis. More we'll discuss a situation where the mezuzah is, we'll say, buried into the thickness of the doorway. In other words, not like we're accustomed to the mezuzah being attached to the surface, the outside surface of the doorway. Here we're going to talk about a mezuzah that's, it's true, it's in the doorway, but it's buried into the posts of the doorway. Dorash Rav Yosef Brei Derava Mishmei Derava He'emik Lo Tefach Psula. Let us say he made a hole in the doorway, and the hole's depth was a tefach, a handbreadth deep into the doorway, and in that he placed the mezuzah. That's unacceptable. Lemo Misayale. Can we say that the following Tanaic source serves as a support to this teaching? The source says, Hinicho bepatsin o shetolo oleo malbein. He placed the mezuzah. Patsin is the doorpost. Or in the tolo oleo malbein is he placed a brick over the mezuzah. Im yesh shom tefach, tzorch mezuzah acheres. If there is a tefach of depth till you get to the mezuzah. For example, if the brick was a tefach in thickness and you covered the mezuzah with this brick, or if you placed it in the doorpost, a tefach into it, you need another mezuzah. In other words, that mezuzah is not of any value. Tzoruch mezuzah cheres v'im im lav. If, however, it's not a tefach, then eino tzoruch mezuzah acheres. It's okay, even though the mezuzah is not out on the surface of the doorway, it's still okay, provided it's less than a tefach wedged in. So it would seem that this source supports that which Rav Yosef Brei Derava taught. The Gemara answers, no. Ki tanya ahi, this source is not talking about a mezuzah that's wedged into the depth of a, or into the thickness of a doorway. Hahi bepesach she'achorei hadeles. This source is talking about a totally different case. We have an illustration from our impressionist art that accompanies this. You see, the star draws you to the inside margin. There is a corner of a house. The corner of the house is, in this case, we're illustrating the southern side of the house and the western side of the house. And there is a, there are two doorways that open at that corner. You notice in the diagram, there's an arrow at the bottom of the diagram indicating tefach with a question mark that indicates that post. If that post is less than a tefach, then the mezuzah that's placed in the, let's say, the southern doorway will exempt the western doorway from needing an additional mezuzah. They're considered, since that post, that corner post, is less than a tefach, it's considered, for all practical purposes, one large doorway, albeit in a right-angle fashion, but the door, the mezuzah for the southern door will exempt the mezuzah, the need for a mezuzah for the western door. The expression of Pesach Shachorei Adelas, the notice when that southern door opens, it opens and on the back side of the door, when it's opened, is the doorway, the western door. So, this we'll call I don't know if we call this a rejection, but we had a question: can we say that the Tanaic source supports the teaching of Yosei Breda Rava? So the Gemara is saying no, it doesn't support it. We're rejecting that attempt to support and saying that this is dealing with a different case. The Gemara asks, well, how can you say that the source that we just read is dealing with Pesach Shachorei Adelas, Ha Behedyo Katoni La? That case that is in our illustration, in fact, is the subject of the Seifa of the same source. And it says, Pesach Shachorei Adelas, a doorway that's behind a door, Im Yesh Shom Tefach Tzorch Mezuzah Acheres, if the doorpost is a Tefach in width, you'll need another Mezuzah, V'im Lav, Eino tzorach mezuzah acheres. And if it's less than a tefach, then you don't need an additional mezuzah. So as far as the reisha is concerned, when it spoke about im yesh shom tefach, it would seem to in fact support the teaching of Rav Yosef Brei de Rava. So why did you try to reject it as a support? The Gemara answers, I am going to reject it as a support, because this seifa is not an additional case. Ketzad Kotoni. The Seifa simply comes to explain how is one to understand the case of the Reisha. So that the Reisha and Seifa are all talking about the case that we illustrated, and not talking about the scenario of Rav Yosef Brei de Rava with the mezuzah inserted into the depth or the thickness of the doorpost itself. Tona. Ha'emid lo malbein shel konim, chotech shvoferes umanicha. If one makes a doorpost out of reed poles, that's a malbein shel konim, would be a door frame made of reeds. So the source says that you cut into one of the reeds that is called a shvoferes, and you place the mezuzah in the reed, fasten it into that cutaway hole in the reed, and that's good. Omar Rav Acho Brei de Rava Lo Shanu, that this is acceptable. It all depends on order of things, and this is the point that we mentioned before with regard to Rashi's explanation in the story involving Rav Nachman and the Reish Galusa of Taaseh V'lo Min HaOsui. So he says that Lo Shanu, that it's this source was taught that the reed doorway and with its mezuzah is okay, Elo, it's good only Shehemid Ulevesov Chotach V'nicha, provided he fastened the reeds to form the doorway, the door frame, first, and after the door frame was constructed and affixed into the doorway. After that, he then cut out a space for the mezuzah and fashioned the mezuzah and affixed the mezuzah into that cutaway part of the reed. What's happening? He's placing a mezuzah in an existing affixed doorway. Avol. But if you reverse the order, and here we've with the letters, we're trying to convey the feeling of it being reversed. That which we noted as the second stage earlier on this line, if you put the second stage in the first position, namely Avol Chotach V'niach Ulebesov Hamid, if he cut away a little section of the reed, and inserted a mezuzah into that, and ulubasov hamid, and after that he then set up the reeds to form a door frame in an entrance way. Psula, that is a problem, and that's based on the teaching of Ta'aseh. You're supposed to prepare the mezuzah in its correct way, in its right order, v'lo min ha'osui, and not have a mezuzah already in place before the doorpost is affixed in the doorway. The Omar Rava, Hani Pischi Shimoi, Pturin min ha'mezuzah. This is a new point. The case of Pischi Shimoi will be explained by the Gemara. My Pischi Shimoi. What do you mean by that? Pligi ba Rav Ruchumi v'Abo Yosi. Two argue about this. One is Rav Ruchumi and the other opinion, Abo Yosi. Chad Omar deles lehu tikra. It has no proper cross beam. V'chad Omar deles lehu shikufi. It doesn't have proper side posts. We have an illustration, and the illustration here is based on the Tosfos commentary. So you'll notice a little lower on the inside margin, an illustration that's entitled Pischi Shimoi. There's a door you can see with a little handle on it. Above it is what should have been a crossbeam, but the crossbeam is missing, and instead you have the stones of the house that are that are built across in a jagged fashion, leaving gaps, as is illustrated. That's the Les Lehu Tikra. There's an arrow and a caption above the arrow indicating what that is. And underneath that particular illustration, you see another the side post that's not properly formed. It's not a smooth, upright side post, but rather the stones that with which he was building the house were left, in a exposed fashion, and not aligned with each other in a jagged form. That's called the Les Lehu Shkufi. So a doorway like that would, if the side posts are jagged like that, or according to the other opinion, it's lacking a cross beam at top, that would be exempt from a mezuzah. Omar Rabo Bar Shila Omar Chista, Achsadra Ptura Min Hamezuzah, Lefi She'ein Lo Ptzimin. The case of Achsadra is illustrated in a diagram that we've provided. What we see in this diagram is an overhanging that serves as an entranceway to the house. This overhanging is actually enclosed on three sides. It's open only on the side facing us, facing the street. So it's an area enclosed on three sides. There are two side walls, and there is the house that forms the back wall of it. And you have this overhang, which is called the achsadra. So the teaching we just saw in the Gemara of Rabo Bar Shilo, it says that an achsadra is potter from a mezuzah, because you have to imagine, in this illustration, we accomplish two things at once. So the first stage is that there are no ptzimim in his teaching, no poles that would seem to, the upright poles positioned underneath the open side of the achsadra. So his teaching at this point is the achsadra is exempt because it doesn't have these upright poles. The Gemara now asks, Ha yeshlop tzimin chayav, and if there were these upright poles, that would make it bound to have a mezuzah. That shouldn't be. Those upright poles don't form an entranceway. Those are lechizuk tikrahu davidi. They're only there to support the roof called the achsadra. Those upright poles aren't there for the purpose of forming a doorway. So why, even if there were ptzimin upright poles, why, even if there were these ptzimin, would it be chayav in mezuzah? The Gemara therefore restates what Rava Shila was teaching us. Hachi ka'omar. Afal pi sheyesh lo psimin, even if there were upright poles, even if the achsadra had upright poles, ptura, the achsadra would be exempt. She'ein asuyin elo lechizuk tikra. These upright poles in an achsadra situation are there simply to support the ceiling. They are not there as a to serve as a doorpost. Omar Abaye, Chazina Lahu Leispelidi Debe Mor, I saw the Achsadrois of Bay Mor, very likely is a reference to Rava, De Is Lahu Ptsimi, Veles Lahu Mezusta. They had upright poles, and they did not have, his Achsadras did not have a mezuzah. Kosovar, he being of the opinion, lechizuk tikra hu de avidi. Those psimim are not there for any purpose other than supporting the roof. And as such, poles that are there to support a roof do not create an obligation to have a mezuzah. A mezuzah, as one can assume from all of our discussion, is when you have a proper doorway, namely a doorway that has doorposts on it. Meisvei, Beis Shar, Achsadra, Umirpesis, Chayovim B'mezuzah. We have a Tanaic source that teaches three different structures, and we've dashed underlined that, which is important for us right now, the case of the Achsadra, and it says, is obligated to have a mezuzah. The Gemara answers, B'Achsadra Debei Rav. And the Achsadra Debei Rav, that kind of Achsadra needs a mezuzah. The Gemara asks, Achsadra debei Rav ke'im deruna ma'al yasahu. The Achsadra debei Rav, which we didn't explain yet, the Gemara asks, that's a regular room, and it's obvious that it needs a mezuzah. I wouldn't need a Tanaic source to feature the case of Achsadra debei Rav, but in order to really appreciate this question, if we look at the Rashi, second wide line under the Gemara text, Rashi says, Ahi dekotoni chayeves. The Tanaic source that says it, the Achsadra needs a mezuzah is Achsadra debei Rav. Sheyesh lo dalet defanos. It's a structure that has four walls, unlike the Achsadra that we were discussing before, that was at most a three-sided structure with the fourth side totally open. The Achsadra debei Rav was a four-sided structure. Elo she'ein magios l'schach. The walls didn't reach the actual roof itself. There was a little bit of a gap between the top of the wall and the covering, the roof. That little gap doesn't change the identity or the need for a mezuzah. And in fact, it's obvious that an Achsadra debei Rav needs a mezuzah. Therefore, that's probably not what this Tanaic source is trying to convey. The Gemara answers, Achsadra rumisa. The source that tells us that Achsadra needs a mezuzah is talking about an Achsadra rumisa. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Achsadra rumisa, asuya defanos nemuchos. It's made by low walls. She'ein magios letikra. These low walls don't reach the roof. But nevertheless, that case of the Achsadra rumisa, that needs a mezuzah, whereas the Achsadra that was a simple three-sided structure does not need a mezuzah. Before going further, we should note the topic heading under the in the outside margin, the nosei, Beis Shar HaPasuach LeBayis. A Beis Shar is a little booth, maybe sometimes referred to as a gatehouse, but it's a little booth that opens into a house V'gam pasuach, two cases the Gemara will discuss, l'chotzer, l'gina, where this door, this little, this booth in which the a guard sits, is open on one side of the booth. It enters a house. The other side, it enters either a chotzer, that's going to be one case discussed in the Gemara, or it enters a gina, a garden, which is another case that the Gemara features. So the Gemara, Omar Rachbo, Omar of Yuda, Bei Harziki Chayav B'shtei Mezuzos. My Bei Harziki. What is that? What's a Bei Harziki? Omar Rav Papa Sabo Mishmei Derav. Beis Sha'ar, a gatehouse or a guard booth. Haposuach L'chotzer, that opens to a courtyard. Ubotim P'suchin L'Beis Sha'ar, and houses open into the gatehouse. So Rachbo is teaching us that such a setup, a gatehouse, we have a little illustration on the lower inside margin featuring a Beis Sha'ar, and you can see to the left it opens to a bias, and in another piece of Gemara that we'll be using the term ketonis, a type of hut. And on the other side, the right side of the of this illustration, you see that the Beis Sha'ar opens to a chotzer, or in another case, a gina. Tano Rabbanan, Beis Sha'ar haposuach legina ulekitonis. Using the same illustration. And we must emphasize once again, this is part of our impressionist artwork. The artwork here, the illustrations, are based on what appears to be the explanation offered by Rashi. And it may be noted that in the course of this sugya, Rashi offers alternative explanations, different pshatim. So we're going to be using only one of the pshatim that he suggests. So the Braisa tells us about a Beis Sha'ar that opens to a garden, ulekitonis. So on one side it opens to a garden, the other side it opens into a hut. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Nidon Kikitoinis. The Beis Sha'ar is judged as a kitoinis, meaning it will require a mezuzah. The Chachomim Omrim Ke'avir. It's judged as airspace, meaning it's judged as an outdoor thing and therefore not needing a mezuzah. This source will now be the subject of a machlokis. On the one hand, you'll see Rav Ushmuel, and you can see their names appear in a diamond together. And on the other side, you'll see Rabov Rav Yosef a few lines later. We have a Tanaic source that has a machlokis Tanoim in it, Rav Yosef and the Chachamim. And after the Tanaic source, we'll then see a machlokis Amoroyim, as to what the circumstances are of the Machlokes Tanoim. So Rav Ushmuel, the Amit Shavayu, they both say that Migino Labayis Kule Alma Lo Pligi Dechayav. Now using the Li Nir Epshat of Rashi, we have a little star in the Gemara and a corresponding star in the Rashi to enable you to find where we are drawing our pshat from. The case of Migino Labayis, that would refer to the door that opens into the Kitonis. So in our illustration, this expression of Migino Labayis is a reference to the left door in this illustration. Everyone will agree, Kuli Amalo Pligi Dechayev. According to Rav and Shmuel, everyone will agree, even the Chachamim will agree, that it needs a mezuzah maitaimo. Why? Bia debayis he. That door is the door that constitutes the entrance to the house. Ki pligi mi bias lagina. The machlokis concerns the right door that is in our illustration. Mor sovar kitoinis iker. Opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that the door is there primarily as a means of getting to the kitonis being a structure that needs a mezuzah. Umor Savar, the Chachomim hold that that door is there primarily as a means to getting to the Gina. The Gina being an outdoor unenclosed area since the Gina is Iker, according to this opinion, that door, the right doorway in our illustration, would not need a mezuzah. Rav of Rav Yosef, the Amit Ravaihu, they both agree, and you will see that they are more lenient with regard to mezuzah requirement. They hold like this: Mi bias legina, de kule almo lo pligi de potter. In the case of bias legina, bias legina, as we mentioned in our just a moment ago, that's the right doorway. Everyone will agree that it's exempt from a mezuzah. My taima, pischa de gina hu. It's simply a doorway to the gina. And as such, as a doorway to a gina, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Ki pligi, mi gina labayas. The machlokas concerns the door, or the left door, which is enters the house or the kitonis itself. Mar sovar bia de bias hu. The shita of Rabbi Yossi will be, well, that's a door entering a house, and therefore it needs a mezuzah. Umor sovar, the chachomim will hold, kula adaita de gina hu de avida. These doors are all constructed for the purpose of getting to the gina, and hence exempt. At the top of Daf Lamed Dalid, Abaye v'Ravo, Avdi k'Rabo v'Rav Yosef. Abaye and Rava adopted the more lenient approach, that of Rabo and Rav Yosef. Rav Ashi Ovid k'Rav u'Shmuel l'Chumra. Rav Ashi adopted the approach of Rav and Shmuel, and accepting the approach of Rav Yosi, who was the Shita in the Tanaic source that was requiring a mezuzah. So that according to the Rav Ushmuel version of this Machlokes Tanoim, if you accept Rav Yosi, both doorways will need a mezuzah. And that's what we mean here, Lechumra. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.